Radio Daily for Halfway Day, the 17th of August, 2016. Good morning, hello, and how the hell are you? We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. I did the bell early because I'm sorry, I'm so happy. We were just playing around with the sound for like a good 10, 15 minutes. And I don't know about you, but I think this shit sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does sound amazing.
This sounds really fantastic. So the folks bringing it to you today, well, the guy across from me never quite gets his insults right. That there is saucy.
Hey, where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
It doesn't actually work that way. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Quit smiling, you idiot. You're supposed to be a professional.
That's why I'm smiling. What happened, yo?
1833, the first steamship to cross the Atlantic entirely under its own power, the Canadian ship SS Royal William.
1877, Asaph Hall discovers the moon Phobos in orbit around Mars.
1891, the automobile electric self-starter is patented.
1896, Bridget Driscoll of Croydon, Surrey becomes the first pedestrian killed by a motor vehicle in Britain while on the terrace in the grounds of the Crystal Palace. She was knocked down by a car traveling at 4 miles an hour.
1911, an Italian production of Dante's Inferno becomes the first feature film with a runtime of more than an hour.
1958, the first lunar probe in history, the U.S. space probe Pioneer Zero, fails when its Thor Able booster rocket explodes on the launch pad 77 seconds before launch.
1982, the world's first compact disc is manufactured by Royal Philips Electronics.
1986, Pixar Animation Studios releases its first film, Luxo Jr., directed by John Lasseter. That's the little lamp you see in the logo, that's why.
1990, Warner Brothers Pictures releases the film My Blue Heaven.
2000, in the case of Universal City Studios Incorporated versus Remitteries, the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York upholds the constitutionality of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act in the first real test of the law.
2002, federal law enforcement authorities searched the computers of San Diego security firm that used the internet to access government and military computers without authorization.
2004, the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit issued a partial ruling supporting Grokster and Streamcast. It presents the question of whether distributors of peer-to-peer file-sharing computer networking software can be held liable for what people do with it.
2006, Business Week releases a report highlighting the effects of video games on children undergoing medical procedures such as surgery. According to the report, playing certain serious games, such as Freedive, increased the length of pain tolerance in children dramatically.
2007, at Gen Con, Wizards of the Coast announces the release of Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition and The Invasion, the horrible version with Nicole Kidman and James Bond. Birthdays?
Tessa Farmiga is 22 from American Horror Story, Murder House, Bling Ring, and Mindscape.
Austin Butler is 25 from Zoe 101, Switched at Birth, and Will in the Shannara Chronicles.
Helen McCrory is 48, Narcissa Malfoy in Harry Potter, Hugo, Skyfall, and in the Peaky Blinders.
Sean Penn is 56 from Taps, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Colors, Being John Malkovich, quite a few films.
Robert De Niro is 73 from Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Untouchables. He was in
Midnight Run.
He's in a lot of good stuff.
He was no longer with us. Born this date in 1786, Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
1918, Evelyn Ankers, The Wolfman, Invisible Man's Revenge.
1920, Maureen O'Hara from the 1939 Hunchback of Notre Dame, from Miracle on 34th Street and The Quiet Man.
1930, Harv Bennett, screenwriter for Star Trek, $6 Million Man, and Bionic Woman.
1933, Glenn Corbett played Zefram Cockrum on the original series. He was Lincoln in Route 66.
1951, Richard Hunt, Muppeteer who performed Scooter, Statler, Janice, Beaker, and Sweetums, the Muppets.
1968, Andrew Koenig, Boner on Growing Pains, and Joker in that amazing Batman Dead End. That was really awesome.
Tonight on ABC, reruns of everything.
Oh, cool. CBS, it's a new Big Brother in American Gothic.
Tonight on Fox, reruns of MasterChef.
NBC has the Olympics. I'm sure there's diving and beach volleyball.
On the CW, premiere of My Last Days.
Ooh, Freeform will be showing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's the Gene Wilder one. That's the correct one, kids.
New episode of Wahlburgers on A&E.
Hey, films you forgot. AMC is showing Monsters vs. Aliens. That was supposed to be a franchise.
The Great Barrier Reef on Animal Planet.
A&E, a new black and white with Sherrod Smalls.
Fracture on Cinemax.
Comedy Central, South Park, you got Eat, Pray, Queef, The Internet is Gone, and a new episode of Another Period.
Double Jeopardy on CMT.
FX with Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, and a new Tyrant.
New Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel.
FXX, We Bought a Zoo.
The Man with the Golden Gun on Encore.
Game Show Network, More Skin Wars, Fresh Paint.
Tonight on HBO, Trainwreck.
IFC will be showing Speed, followed by Speed 2, Cruise Control.
New Pawn Stars on History.
MTV is showing the heavily edited for TV, Don't Watch It on TV, Friday.
The finale of 6 Degrees of Murder on ID.
You Got Knocked Down. BBC America, Dragon's Den Marathon is on.
Tonight on National Geographic, Drugs.
Sci-Fi Channel, New Ghost Hunters and Paranormal Witness.
Tonight on Showtime, No Escape.
True TV, a new comedy knockout. It's funny stuff.
The Night Before on Stars.
USA with the new Suits and Mr. Robot, but we're watching The Chiller Network because a 17-year-old high school student exchanges insurance information with a stranger after a minor car accident. She goes home and has no idea she gave away her address to a serial killer who stalks the roads looking for victims. Mackenzie Vega and Cassidy Freeman had a bit of a fender bender.
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Mail.
Dearest Billy Flynn, I don't usually go out of my way for historical fiction, but when I asked what was good on Audible, you were right. Dodger by Terry Pratchett, narrated by Stephen Briggs, is pretty good. That's from Zach. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. Pretty much anything Terry Pratchett, you can just read. I always kind of forget that's what that one is because I don't consider it so much historical because the story itself is good, although that's exactly what it is. Dearest Belle and her subordinates at geekradiodaily.com. There are evils headquartered in Cupertino, California, and in Seattle, Washington, that control the devices that I use to listen to Geek Radio Daily and hear your angelic voice. These evils are preventing me the ability to have you with me all the time. I will now work to overthrow application injustice that will allow an application to be free to work on whatever device it so chooses without being scrutinized. And here comes the creepy part. I long for the day when you and I will always be together. Ha! So until Kindles and Apples get along with Androids, make mine geekradiodaily.com. There she is. Seriously, does any have the GRD app installed on a Kindle? Best, that's from Rob. Do you have the app on the Kindle? I've got it on my phone, but...
Yeah, I have it on the tablet.
Okay. Well, tablet, but Kindle. He says specifically a Kindle. There are some devices. Basically, you need an Android device. And the reason you need that is because Apple charges you to put stuff out on there. And maybe it's not a lot of money to you. And if it's not, by all means, ask us how you can donate to help take care of that by sending a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. That's a fantastic way to do that. Now this.
Any writer will likely tell you, getting published is much harder than the writing itself. Who do I approach? How do I query? What should I put into my query? All valid questions and ones not always easily answered. On Get Published, I get you those answers. Authors, agents, and publishers talk about what works and what doesn't. Get Published is available on iTunes or on getpublishedpodcast.com.
This is Scott Sigler, the author of Infected, Contagious, Ancestor, and Nocturnal, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily. And I will probably be in your bedroom and kill you later.
So, you know, you got that going for you. Welcome back to it. It's the halfway day, so it's time to go find out what's in the long box.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious bookman.
Bookman. Mr. Bookman. Buffalo Butts. I just went tangential. What's out today, yeah?
From Archie Comic Publications, Jughead and Archie Comics Double Digest 22, Sonic Mega Drive number 1, and Sonic the Hedgehog 285.
Boom Studios Backstagers number 1 of 8 kicks off. Kloss wraps up its 7, or Class of Rule. Kong of Skull Island 2 of 6, and Lumberjanes 29.
From Dark Horse Comics, Alien Defense number 4, BPRD Hell on Earth number 144, Black Hammer number 2, Briggs Land 1, and Dark Horse Presents 25.
DC Comics, Aquaman's at 5, Batgirl and the Birds of Prey number 1, Batman at 5, Dr. Fate at 15, Green Arrow, Green Lanterns both at 5, Harley Quinn's at 2, Injustice, Gods Among Us Year 5 number 16, Justice League 13, Legends of Tomorrow number 6, Nightwing number 3, Scooby Apocalypse with the hipster Shaggies at 4, Suicide Squad 1, Supergirl Rebirth 1, Superman 5, Teen Titans Go number 17.
From Dynamite Entertainment, Battlestar Galactica Volume 3, number 1, Bob's Burgers, 14, Gold Key Alliance, number 5, Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files, Wild Card, 5, Lords of the Jungle, 6, and Xena Warrior Princess, 5.
IDW Publishing, Back to the Future's at 11, Back to the Future, Citizen Brown, 4 of 5, almost done. Jim and the Holograms is at 18, Mars Attacks, Occupation wraps up its 5, Max Maximized at 34, Micronauts at 5, My Little Pony Friends Forever 31, Powerpuff Girls number 2, Star Trek number 50, Super Effers Forever number 1 of 5, Tales from the Dark Side 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 61, and Transformers More Than Meets the Eye 56.
From Image Comics, Black Road number 5, Demonic number 1, Snot Girl number 1, Spawn Kills Everyone number 1, Wicked and the Divine number 22.
And Marvel Comics, it's All New Inhumans 10, All New Wolverine 11, Black Widows at 6, Captain America Sam Wilson 12, Civil War 2, Amazing Spider-Man 3, Choosing Sides 4, Gods of War 3 of 4, X-Men 3 of 4, Daredevil Punisher wraps up its 4 today, Fallen's at 1, Gwynpool at 5, Mighty Thor at 10, Mockingbirds at 6, Power Man and Iron Fist number 7, Spider-Woman at 10, Star Wars, Poe Dameron number 5, Ultimates at 10, Uncanny Avengers number 12. So please, get out there and support your local neighborhood comic shops.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So interesting in TV pages, we got to mention Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, because Jack Ryan gets to start over again. This time on Amazon as a Jack Ryan television series starring John Krasinski from The Office as Mr. Jack Ryan. Now, of course, they would like this to do quite well. You know, the spy films were doing quite well, although Jack Ryan had a difficult time in that last one. They say, quote, "We're excited to add Jack Ryan's global franchise to our robust originals pipeline. Our customers are going to enjoy it, blah, blah, blah. It's being developed by Carlton Cruz, who did Lost and Bates Motel, and Graham Rowland, who did Almost Human." So, I mean, that could be interesting to see the progression of the character. That could be something worth watching.
So researchers have successfully levitated a 2-inch solid ball using nothing more than high-frequency sound waves, although scientists have been able to acoustically levitate small objects such as water droplets for years. This is one of the largest spheres that's ever been floated in air using the power of sound. Acoustic levitation works by using opposing beams of sound waves to create a standing wave. These standing waves have peaks that oscillate between high and low pressure and can be used to bounce and jostle an object up against the force of gravity. The traditional technique is used to trap the object in the pressure node, the sweet spot where the pressure of the standing wave doesn't change at all, so that the standing wave below the object works like a ping pong paddle constantly hitting the object upwards.
Lockheed Martin knows that its future spacecraft will only fly if there's enough people interested in flying, so they're launching a Generation Beyond program to give parents and teachers resources to get middle school kids excited about space-related science, engineering, and math. The internet curriculum shows would-be spacefarers everything from the challenges of living in space or on Mars to careers they can pursue in space exploration. Classrooms get to participate in a virtual field trip to Lockheed spacecraft operations and a challenge that will award cash prizes up to 10 grand for students who produce videos explaining how they would design a Mars habitation module. You got until December 15th to make that happen. Yes, get more kids into space. Don't tell kids they can't go into space. That, my friend,
that is what we call a dick move.
Driving is becoming a tedious experience. Too much traffic. Road systems are bad. Local governments don't put as much money as they should into the roads, causing all kinds of issues. One thing that's kind of aggravating when it comes to driving is stoplights and waiting there and knowing, like, when is this stoplight going to change? Audi vehicles, the Audi Q7 A4, will allow vehicles to hook them into the traffic infrastructure system of specific cities. It'll take a long time, I feel like, for this to be a broad spectrum thing.
Yeah.
Over time, you'll see a range of traffic information presented to drivers, but for now, it means you'll know exactly when traffic lights are going to go green and when they're going to turn red, and this is not going to really fix anything.
Lego Dimensions has caught on, has been pretty cool as far as being a system where you can play everything in one video game. Well, Supergirl's coming to Lego Dimensions, but this is just weird. Not only is Kara going to be a PlayStation 4 exclusive, and that was one cool thing Lego Dimensions had going for it, was no exclusivity in letting everybody play everything, but The figure is only going to be available in starter packs. That is the full edition of the game that if you're a fan, you already own. Starting late September, Supergirl, Batman, Wildstyle, and Gandalf will all be in PlayStation 4 starter packs for the game. Now, the starter pack at first was $100. They've dropped in price. They're down to $60. And as far as availability on systems, Warner Brothers said that next year, Supergirl will be available as a Hire a Hero feature in LEGO Dimensions that allows players to sample characters using things they've collected inside of the game. Either way, not only are you bringing exclusivity to it, but you're making people buy things all over again? Well, hell, man.
That is what we call a dick move.
Indeed. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, Licensing, for no license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Or go pick up the app for Android devices. Sorry, the Apple thing, it just really throws me. It's good. It's got a bell. The one that you'll hear when I tell you that podcast at geekradiodaily.com is where you can send an email to. By all means, do that. Have yourself a fantastic time, and we will see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
I'm going.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Good night, suckers.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
What's the matter, freak? Can't take a little joke?
You're pathetic.
Oh, that's rich coming from someone who runs around in the dark, wearing a cape and a mask.
We both wear masks.
Look at my face. This is who I am. My mask is permanent. You have a choice.
You made your choice a long time ago, Joker.
No! You did this to me, and you condemned me to that asylum like some bastard child that you refused to take responsibility for! That's why you'll never kill me, Bats. You made me. Daddy.